So, there are a few things that we intend to wedge in the crack today as we are visiting with you. The most significant thing that we know would be of value to you is that you understand that your emotions are your indicator and that you care about how you feel. The next most important thing is that all of your power is here and now. In other words, you have the power right now to offer a different vibration, and that's the only time you have that power. In other words, you can't offer a vibration about what has happened, and you can't offer a vibration into the future. You can only offer a vibration right now. Now, while you're offering your vibration now, you can be thinking about the past. While you're offering your vibration now, you can be thinking about the now. While you're offering your vibration now, you can be thinking about the future. But you're doing it now. You're doing it now. You're doing it now. And the thing that we want you to feel and hear so that you can begin to apply with some deliberateness is that as you begin to offer the vibration now because you care about how you feel more than anything else, what will begin to happen is you will begin to offer a vibration that is more suited to who you are and will yield you more positive, powerful return on your effort. A thought vibration has so much leverage in it, so much, much, much more than action. So when you take the time to clean up something that has been bothering you, it sets you in a different point of attraction. Do you know, you could have one person in your experience who is misbehaving by your standards in some way. And let's say it's someone up close enough to you that it shows up often, maybe every day, maybe more than once a day. So you're giving your attention to this, whatever it is. There's a tendency to say, well, since you're misbehaving and since when I see you do it, I feel bad. If you weren't doing it, I would feel better. So you need to stop doing that. And we say, good luck on that one. You can't control them. Even sometimes when they want to treat you better, they can't. Sometimes you can get someone focused in your sights and you can have identified an aspect of their personality which is not pleasing to you. And every time you interact with that person, they will show you that unpleasing characteristic. And then you say, I think I will remove myself from them because out of sight, out of mind. And we say, there is something about that, isn't there? In other words, you do tend to offer most of your vibration in response to what you are observing. But there is something so important for you to understand, and that is you cannot control the behaviors of others, not even one other. And if you are trying to be a deliberate creator by controlling the details of your life experience, you're pretty much going out of your mind, aren't you? Because they will not behave, 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 because they were not born to serve you. They were not born to serve you. Now, we know that's shocking. So here's how it works. You are source energy, even though you are in this physical body. Do you know that? Some say, well, I sort of get that. I have a soul or a spirit, and then there's me. And we say, oh, it's bigger than that. You are source energy, and you projected a very small percentage-wise part of that consciousness into this physical body. You are much more source energy, huge vibrational non-physical energy, than you are anything that you know here in this physical body. So this larger part of you is completely aware of you. But here's the thing that we really want you to hear. This larger part of you, as you are exploring life experience and you are identifying what you don't want, which helps you to know much more clearly what you do want, the source energy part of you gives its undivided attention to what you do want. So much so that the larger part of you continues to expand because of the contrast that you live. It's the bargain you struck. You knew it when you came in. You said, I'll go forth, I'll explore contrast, and I will give birth to new ideas, and the source energy part of me will embrace those new ideas. The expansion of all is about that. This Art of Allowing workshop is about helping you to realize that because you're living life in contrast, there is a huge potential for you to know what you don't want, even though the larger part of you knows what you do want. And if you don't, pretty quick, start turning your attention toward what you do want, you feel the tug of war that goes on when a part of you is focused upon who you have become and the physical part of you is focused upon who you are. In other words, the non-physical part of Jerry and Esther is focused upon the perfect life that they live in all aspects. And Jerry and Esther are focused upon the fact that their breakfast keeps not showing up. So even though it doesn't seem important, it is, because anything that you focus upon that causes a split in your vibration feels big. And really is big, because separating you from you doesn't feel good. That's what all negative emotion is. All negative emotion is you separating you from you. But it's not just you separating you from the spirit that you were before you were born. It's you separating you from who this life has caused you to become, you see. Do you sort of get that? Do you get it that whenever you know what you don't want, you know more clearly what you do want, and the larger part of you embraces that idea? We've written a book called Ask and It Is Given, and that is such a good title because that's what it's talking about. When life causes you to ask, Source becomes it. It's not just a giving in the sense that it's being handed to you. It is that the larger part of you becomes it completely and then offers the vibration of the expansion that you've been asking for. And when law of attraction responds to the expanded version of you, and it does, because law of attraction responds to every thought that's being thought, when this large part of you has become something because of your exposure to life, and law of attraction is responding to that vibration of you, there is a powerful calling toward that. Do you understand that it's law of attraction? There's no law of assertion. So now this larger part of you that law of attraction is responding to is attracting all of the resources that match what it has become. And you know what a good thing that is for you? Because the source energy within you only gives its attention to what you want, not the negative that has caused you to want it. So there's this pure vibration or point of attraction that is summoning unto itself all things that you consider to be good. And it's not just the stuff you picked up along this physical trail. You got to understand, you've been around a long time. You are source energy.